As the Turkish government reasserts authority following the weekend's failed coup, it's launched a widespread crackdown, detaining more than 6,000 people. They include senior military commanders and thousands of lower-ranking members. The government has also issued arrest warrants for dozens of judges and dismissed thousands of other judges and prosecutors. 290 people were killed during the failed coup, including over 100 rebels. 1,400 people were injured. The president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, attended the funerals of some of those killed by the rebels, as Middle East correspondent Matt Brown reports from Istanbul.
The mosque near the president's house was surrounded by heavily armed police and special forces. As the call to prayer rang out, its white minarets gleamed in the sun, snipers manned rooftops, and soldiers carrying machine guns with links of bullets across their chests patrolled the footpaths. Given all that's happened, the security was to be expected, but it was also a powerful symbol of 21st century Turkey. The president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, came to eulogise one of his closest advisers, the top media strategist for his ruling Justice and Development Party, who was gunned down by rebel troops along with his 16-year-old son. He broke down in tears as the crowd chanted, "God is the greatest." "We have to show these traitors we stand against them," this woman said. "We have to honour those precious loved ones we lost." "What can I say? I'm more scared about the future now because terrorists are all over the place," this woman said. "I was already afraid, but now that fear has grown worse." Before arriving at the mosque, the president addressed a crowd of supporters outside his house. They were demanding death for the coup plotters, and he agreed, telling them he'll be speaking to the opposition to rush the death penalty back into force. That's troubling human rights advocates. Amnesty International's Andrew Gardner says there are signs the crackdown is going well beyond those directly involved.
Soldiers who were involved in this coup, they need to be detained, they need to be investigated fully, and those responsible need to be brought to justice. But the risk is that the government is going to overstep, as it's done time and time again, and that opposition of all forms will be targeted. The fact that even constitutional court judges have been targeted is something very worrying.
And it's not just a purge of prosecutors and judges that's drawing attention. There's anecdotal evidence of violent chauvinism, roving groups of men attacking people drinking outside a restaurant and telling women not wearing the headscarf that they'll be next. Other gangs reportedly bashed people in neighbourhoods dominated by ethnic and religious minorities or where the left-wing vote is especially strong.
It seems like mob violence. It seems like targeting people who are perceived to be opponents of the government. And this is something that we've seen in the past in Turkey. It's got increasingly nasty. It's led to instances of violence. And of course, the fear is that now these instances will get more frequent and marked by increased violence.
In the past, Turkey has been plagued by violence, instability, military coups and oppression. And there's a danger now that faced with plots against it, the civilian, Islamist-based government could be leading it back down an authoritarian path. This is Matt Brown in Istanbul, reporting for AM.